This is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, and my name is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. And this is one of those things that I might end up regretting later, but I'm just going to go for it, and that's what this is all about. So I apologize for the poor quality of the podcast, but, well, I just have to do this and push this out there or I won't do it. And I hope my fellow members can bear with me. Okay. I have just been looking at the newsletter, and again, please forgive me for the poor quality of this podcast, but I'm just going to try and do this and get through this. William Wonsack presented an article, an essay in the newsletter called Bigfoot. Excuse me. I'm just going to do this. Filmed in California. Okay. Oh, I'm going to hate myself in the morning. Okay, let's do this. And I followed over to the thread, new Bigfoot video, and thread number is 183654. And I just kind of going through and looking at the thread. And I think that there's been some skepticism about, and by the way, I encourage skepticism about this whole Bigfoot thing. I'm a skeptic, but the location of this particular, of this alleged sighting, I have something, I guess, I can contribute about the possibility that there might be these kinds of creatures in California, in the Sonoma County area. I am really reluctant to do this podcast, but I'm just going to try and push myself through it. And again, I'm sorry about this. It's kind of difficult for me to do this. I feel like such a tool. Okay. Almost 40 years ago, I lived in a town called Novato, California. And I've been reluctant to talk about this. I've actually talked about this in group therapy situations before. So people that might not know me all that well might remember the story and maybe be able to identify me. And I try and keep my identity kind of a secret on the internet. So, okay. So let's get on with this. Almost 40 years ago, when I was about 5 years old, I had just started kindergarten. I lived in a town called Novato, California, and that is not all that terribly far from where this alleged sighting took place, talking about Sonoma County. And that's the reason I'm doing this podcast, because I don't know if what I have to say necessarily bears on the truth or fiction of this particular story. All I've got is just what happened when I was a kid. And I'm going to try and tell you this story as as best I can, and I hope you can bear with me because this is a difficult thing for me to talk about. I don't tend to talk about this, not much, let's put it that way. Anyway, so let's get on with this. I just started kindergarten. I lived in a house with my family in Novato, California, and the house that we lived in was next to a highway, and across the highway from us was like this hill, which was covered with grass, and at the top were trees. And I was, you know, a kid. I didn't know. I don't think I ever went up there, but I think that might have actually been, you know, we were like on the edge of town, and that was some kind of forest. So anyway, let's get down to this. I was about five, I think. I had just started kindergarten. My brother was three. We shared a room, we had bunk beds, and he slept on the top bunk, I slept on the bottom. And my brother, I'm sorry if you hear this, I'm sorry, this is too personal. Anyway, the room that we were in had a window that was big enough for us to get in and out. It was a fairly good sized window, but it wasn't so tall that we couldn't. So my brother and I used to actually go in and out of this window. There was no curtain on the window, and our parents used to leave the light on in our room when we would go to bed because we were afraid of the dark. So the situation this one night, I don't remember what night it was, and I was five, so I don't remember a lot about this except the specific thing that happened that night, which I will never, ever forget. Never. So I was lying in bed, and I was on the bottom bunk, my brother's on the top, and I was about to go to sleep, and actually I was just going to turn over and, you know, lie on my stomach and go to sleep. I used to sleep on my stomach. And it was as I was doing that I happened to glance over at the window, and I saw something in the window. And I didn't see it for very long. I think probably less than a second I saw it. It was illuminated by the light from the bedroom. You know, the bedroom light was shining on it, so I could see it. And it was a humanoid being. The problem with my description of this is that I made eye contact with whatever this was, and I assure you that it was not human. It was not human. Okay, sorry about that. No, it was looking at me, and I looked at it, and I think I saw it for maybe half a second, and it was covered with brown hair. And the, oh, this is so stupid. Okay. Oh, I'm going to hate myself in the morning. All right. The hair on its face was upturned at something I remember. It almost seemed like it had tufts on its cheeks. But I was, looking at the eyes, and the eyes I tend to remember as being kind of a yellowish brown, and I'm not sure if it's just my imagination or not, but they seemed kind of like cat eyes, like cat's eyes, but really the pupils were wide. They weren't like slits, but they were like wide. But anyway, the deal was, when I looked over and saw it, it was looking right at me. And you know how it is when you make eye contact with something. You know, you see something and it's looking at you and you're looking at it. And I realized it was looking at me. And the thing I remember is this sense of, I can't quite call it malice, but that I got a really bad vibe off of this thing. It seemed intelligent to me, and it seemed to look at me with some kind of disdain. Like it, maybe that's just my imagination, I don't know. But anyway, let's get on with the story. So I think I probably made eye contact with it for maybe half a second. When I realized it was looking at me and knew that I was looking at it, I was just, I panicked. I can't even describe the feeling. It was such a shock. I mean, come on, I was 5 years old and I was looking into the eyes of something I couldn't even imagine had ever existed. And there it was looking at me. And so probably we looked at each other for maybe half a second. And then I kind of flipped over and I pulled the sheet over my head. It was warm in there anyway. And so I just tend to have a sheet. And I pulled it over my head and, just like had a little breathing hole and, just froze. I was petrified. I was absolutely petrified. I was afraid it was going to come in and get me. It was at, well, anyway, I'll try and just move on here. This is already 8 minutes in. Okay. And this is just such babble. And I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm going to post this. I'm just going to post this. So anyway, sorry. All right. So I just stayed frozen and I tried not to even breathe. And at some point it must have been hours. I know it must have been hours. I finally fell asleep. And the next morning when I woke up, I was still in the same position, still had the sheet over my head. And, I felt weight on my legs and I freaked out because I thought I was five. Okay. I thought it was the monster, all right, sitting on me. And I don't know how long it took for me to finally, because it wasn't moving. It was sitting on me and I didn't know what it was. And I just said, okay, I'm going to have to look. So real slowly, it probably took like 10 minutes for me to kind of slowly move and turn my head so I can and see what it was. It was lying on my legs. And it was my brother, and he was sitting upright against the wall on my legs, sitting upright. I don't know how long he had been sitting there like that. And he was asleep. So he was sitting up asleep on my legs. And I woke him up and I said, "Why are you sitting on me?" And he said, "I saw this monster in the window last night." I'm sorry. See, I was willing to believe that I was a kid and I knew about dreams and nightmares and stuff like that. And I was willing to believe that that's what that was because I was about to go to sleep. But my brother saw it too. And that was the big problem. So anyway, I don't remember much after that. I think we looked outside the window to try and find some footprints, and I don't remember. But for 13 years after that night, I slept with the sheets over my head every night, and that was an event that changed my life forever. To this day, I mean, since I started meditating, in the summer 2004, I've come to terms with a lot of things, and, I can't recommend meditation enough for anyone, but this is not one of the things that I've come to terms with yet. And, this took place in Nevada, California, which I think is it's in that same area where this sighting was supposed to have happened. And that's the reason I'm doing this podcast, is just to say that I don't know if it was Bigfoot or not. I just don't know. What I know is it sure looked a lot like one. And this whole Bigfoot business, again, I don't know. But I got to tell you, what I saw looked, it was a human covered with hair, and it wasn't human. That's the problem. It wasn't human. I know what human eyes look like. It wasn't human. I don't know what to say. Anyway, I'm sorry for this long screwed up podcast. Anyway, when I was 18, I finally decided that I was going to train myself out of sleeping with my head under the covers. And I did it. And to this day, well, I don't do it much anymore, but I've been diagnosed with all kinds of stuff, and post-traumatic stress disorder is one of them, and I've talked to a few people about that incident, and I don't know what to say about it. If my brother hadn't seen it, I think I'd be fine, really. And for what it's worth, I just don't know what it means. The thing that bugs me about that experience is that I just remember feeling a sense of malice when I made eye contact with that thing, and I assure you folks, if you ever looked anything like that in the eye like I did when I was 5 years old, you'd never be the same. You would never be the same. I promise. All right. So there's the story. And, I encourage skepticism of my story, too. I'm just telling you what I remember from when I was five, and that was almost 40 years ago. Make what you want. If I'm just making this up, I'll tell you flat out, I'm not making this up. This happened to me. And, all right. So, and I don't know how much I'm going to want to talk about this. There are people that might be able to recognize my real identity by hearing this story, and I'm a little bummed about that, but I'm just going to go ahead and do this because this may bear on this particular story about Bigfoot in this guy, and I don't know about that. This could be a hoax. I really don't know. But I can tell you that from my perspective, it is possible that there are creatures that look like Big Feet that are in Northern California, because I'm pretty damn sure I saw one. So anyway, this has been Member Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, coming at you with this, what is quite possibly my worst podcast ever, and I apologize for the whole thing. Well, there it is. So make of it what you will. And like I said, in everything, I encourage skepticism. Take care, friends.